Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Globe Life Field for the Rangers' last home game. If you hear all of the noise in the background, but right now joining us, NBC Sports Melissa Stark. She will be reporting from the sidelines as the Packers face the Cowboys this week on Sunday Night Football at 7:20 p.m. That's Central on NBC and Peacock. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Man, we're doing great.
Awesome.
And yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you've heard about this. I feel like it's been really undercovered. Did you know that Micah's coming back to Dallas for the first time since getting traded? I don't know if you've heard about that. Feels like it could be a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a little something. You know, it's funny. I wish I was talking to you guys later in the day because we're talking to him today. This afternoon, so I cannot wait. You know, he's obviously already said a lot this week, and it was interesting what he said about sacking Dak. And, you know, I know so much has been made of this. But, you know, when you talk to these guys and, you know, they can internalize and have something be so personal to them, but you really, at the end of the day, I mean, you don't want to get overhyped. You don't want to make it more than what it is. But how can you not in this instance, right? And then especially for the, you know, the other guys, for a lot of the Cowboys, like Trayvon Diggs, I mean, this is his best friend, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot for not just Micah, but for a lot of them.
Yeah, that's actually, we were just kind of discussing that, Melissa. Have you gotten an inkling of talking to people in the Cowboys locker room that they are hurt by the way that whole Micah situation went down?
For sure. I mean, I would say Trayvon would be the most. I mean, Trayvon talks to him every day, and Trayvon, you know, said not only are we losing an incredible football player, but I was crushed. I'm losing my best friend, who he loved from day one. He just thought he had the it factor, which he does. And Trayvon said, you know, I saw a lot of myself in him. And so, I mean, I think people, the fans are so dialed in to the competition and the game and who wins and everything, but they forget that there's really a personal aspect to all of this. I mean, you see when coaches get fired, right? And fans are, you know, say good riddance. But there's to all of this, that's families moving. There's a lot. It's lifestyle changes. It's everything. It's a lot. It's not just part of the business. You forget that these are real human beings, right, when it comes down to it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know we're focused on Cowboys, Packers, but I'm still kind of reeling from the Packers losing to the Browns. This is a team that in the first 2 weeks, man, the Packers look ready to just take over, and then they lose to a Browns team that I know their defense is good, but it does not feel like they're particularly well-respected across the league. How did that loss happen?
Offensively, you mean, yeah. I mean, I think Jordan Love's under a ton of pressure. They've got to get the run game going. But the defense is phenomenal, right?
So, yes.
I think that, you know, ultimately, if you talk to, I've talked to so many people within the NFL throughout my career, and a lot of it, you know, you have to have healthy players. You have to, a little bit of it sometimes comes down to luck or the way the ball bounces or this or that. I mean, that was sort of a fluke. I mean, I think we all sat there and we were just sort of stunned by how that ended.
Yeah.
But I think overall the Packers, you know, are going to be just fine once they, you know, you've got Josh Jacobs and who had a quiet week, right, in that game. So it's just, and they talk about how bothered they are by that. So I think the Packers have come out feisty and determined, and maybe that's not such good news for the Cowboys.
Yeah, probably not. And LaFleur was pretty vocal whenever he was talking about, you know, I guess somebody had mentioned we could run the table, we could go undefeated.
Undefeated.
And, yeah. and I do wonder if it was
coach. Yeah, no coach ever wants to hear that, right? He's like, I've said it a lot to the media, maybe I haven't said it enough to my players. I mean, that's bulletin board material if you ever want it. You do not want them. It's the cliche of cliches, right, in sports, one game at a time, and you hate getting it as an answer. But, I mean, you cannot look ahead. You cannot say that.
Yeah, and that's. I'm so glad you said the one game at a time, one play at a time thing, because I have so many questions about your job specifically. Kevin, I'm about to dive into this. I told you it was going to happen. Do you ever get the feeling that, like, that 25, 30 seconds that you have, do you ever get the feeling that some of those guys you're interviewing right before the game are nervous?
Okay, so it's funny because we always talk about this, and I say, do we want to do those interviews? Do we want to? And then it's saying, okay, do you want to get Patrick Mahomes in the face of the franchise? It's the star power, and it's almost, does it really even matter what he says? And I say yes. I'd love for them to be more fun, or you get something out of them. But I think no matter what I had asked, I'm just looking back to last week's games, right? And we had the Chiefs.
He gave you the same answer three times, yeah.
I mean, without a doubt, he might say, so sometimes I say, you know, maybe it's better to get, you know, we had Puka Nacua once, and he was so funny. I mean, I think I asked something about his hair, you know, I don't even know, but it's like, it might be more refreshing to not get the face of the franchise or the star. They are definitely so locked in. I remember that with Zach, was it last year or 2 years ago when I interviewed him pre-kick? And I think it was the first time we'd done it. And they are, I wouldn't say, but they're so dialed in already by that point. And we pre-tape that. So let's say, you know, kickoff's about 8:20. We do that as they clear the field at about 7:52 or so.
Oh, okay.
And even then, I mean, you'd think, okay, you're still 30 minutes. You haven't gone back in the locker room and given that final speech or anything. You'd think even then they might be a little more relaxed, but they are totally dialed in.
And then also,
so I don't know. I go back and forth. Go ahead.
How is that kind of structured? Do you have, they're like, you got 30 seconds or you got three questions. I've always wondered how you handle that.
Okay, so we know for the broadcast that we really don't want to go over 1 minute.
Okay.
So I have three questions in mind, and if I...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And if I'm running long, the producer will say into my ear, wrap it, you know, after two questions.
Gotcha.
But I usually say to the player, just so they know, I usually say to the player, hey, three quick questions, you know, so that they know. And maybe that makes them too quick in their answers, but you don't want them to just ramble on and on and on. And then that takes me, if you want to know more about my job, then that takes me to the coaches' interviews, which really can't go, you know, I do one going into halftime, and we got to get to the halftime show, and people who don't understand TV, like, you got to get to a break at a certain point, and you've got to get, you know, you have all these things that you need to take care of. So if that goes over about 22 or 25 seconds, they're going to wrap me before the second question. So I was a little bit bummed. I was talking to Brian Daboll at the start of the third quarter, and I had to wrap it before I asked him about the Graham Gano kicking situation.
Ah.
So, which was a huge factor because he had a groin injury right in pregame warmups. So I really did want to ask how that was going to affect play calling. You know, they had gone for it on fourth down a lot in the first half. So I didn't get to answer that because sometimes I'll nod my head really fast, like, hey, I want to get to my next question, you know?
Yep.
And sometimes they don't take that hint. But, yeah, I mean, there's, you know, you want to get the information, you want to get that to the viewers, but then there's also the whole TV component and timing, and you don't want the coach talking too long over the play. I had that once, funny enough, with Dan Campbell last year. We taped that interview at the end of, you know, to go into the third quarter, and we always say Dan Campbell's such good TV, let him talk as much as he wants. So I asked a second question, and the producer was so mad at me. He's like, why didn't you wrap that? It's too long. But when we rolled it in, Dan Campbell goes, we need a turnover. And when they rolled it back in, they got a turnover at the exact same time.
Look at that. This is like you were directing
then the
it.
Producer's like, then the producer's like, oh, great job, Melissa. You know. Yeah.
That is, we're talking with Melissa Stark right here on 105.3 The Fan. That is a really fun part about your job, about our job, and I'm using fun very loosely, that you're trying to talk to someone while somebody else is saying a different conversation in your ear at the exact same time. That's a challenging skill. Now, I feel like you've really set it up well for us, but I'm hoping you can just go back to this. Can you walk us through the adrenaline that you feel personally being on the sideline with the lights on and when that camera goes on?
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you asked that, and I'm glad you did, because I'm however many years into my career, you know, I started on Monday Night Football when I was 26, you know, so 25 years ago. So I still get, that's why I know the players get it. I mean, I still get that adrenaline and that your heart gets racing and you know you don't have the coach can be super angry, you know, as you're going into the half, or some kind of a turnover just happened right before you talked to him, or, you know, they wanted me, you know, I knew I had to ask about Travis Kelce getting into it with Andy Reid, and I know the PR staff did not want me to ask that. So it's like, it's this whole behind the scenes thing of, you know, that definitely gets your heart racing, and I definitely take none of it for granted. It's electric, and there's so much energy, especially a night game under the lights, and you know everyone's watching, and it's prime time, and I hope that never goes away. I don't think it will.
Now, we're talking with Melissa Stark right here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. I wanted to know, I know you said you're getting ready to talk to Micah and some of the other folks. During all the pre-production meetings and everything else, could you or have you found any more players for the Cowboys secondary? Because we could really use some.
Oh, my God. I love it. Well, yesterday I did talk to Deron Bland, so there you go. He's going to play, obviously, for sure. I'll check back in with him before. But, you know, I think he thinks, even though he's a soft-spoken guy, he's taken over, right, as a leader on this team. And I think he thinks, you know, it's just a couple communication issues here and there, and that him coming back will make a massive difference. And I'm sure Cowboys fans obviously hope the same.
Well, you might have just broken a little news there, because he was limited in practice yesterday. You said he's definitely going to play?
Well, that's what he told me. Well,
okay.
There you go. Breaking news right
there.
Look at that. Yes. Yep. Well, that's exciting.
Yes,
it is. We're stoked now.
Absolutely. That is exciting. Now, I understand a lot of the hype on this game is about Micah returning to Dallas, but it's early in the season. This really feels like another game that could define the direction of the season for both of these teams, with Green Bay looking to get back on their kind of favorited status, and the Cowboys really trying to hold on to not letting this season slip away. Is that the way you view it at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a ton on the line, even though it's early in the season. There's so much on the line with this one, and obviously you guys know this. The Cowboys, I would say, are under the most, other than New York teams, the Cowboys are under the most scrutiny of
all
any team, I would say.
Out of
the 32. But I think, you know, it is so early, but a ton on the line in this one, aside from the Micah situation. And, you know, we're so excited that we have it on NBC. We're so excited we have it in prime time. I mean, how lucky are we when that happened and we looked at the schedule? It's like, that's awesome that we have this game. But I think, you know, obviously the Cowboys getting the running game going. I mean, Javonte Williams, I think, you know, he's a guy who has a lot to prove, but, you know, coming back from injury, and he's like, you know, I know no one really not that he doesn't, I don't even think he cares about respect, but I think, you know, I talked to him before the kickoff game when we had that game against the Eagles as well. So I think that's a matter of getting the running game going. You know, Dak is Dak. He's just steady. And, but I mean, I think not having CD is, I mean, we're going to see. But, you know, I did talk to Jake Ferguson as well yesterday, and obviously he's emerged, and he said, you know, Dak points to me as the guy to bring the physicality, and he always says I'm the guy mm-hmm. who has to bring the juice for the team. And and so I think he relishes that and looks forward to that. He's looking for his first touchdown, as we know. But, you know, the CD factor is, we can't discount that by any means.
Yeah. Well, you brought us amazing insight and also a little bit of breaking news to boot.
Oh, absolutely.
The game.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, thank you very much. 7:20 p.m. Central on NBC and on Peacock. Melissa, you were fantastic. We'd love to have you back anytime.
Thanks for having me. I'm headed to Dallas tonight and to practice tomorrow, so maybe awesome. I'll see you guys when I'm out there.
Get a good brisket sando while you're here, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right, take care, guys.
There you go. Melissa Stark right here on 105.3 The Fan. We'll pick up that part, but Deron Bland flat out told her, I'm going to play.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Perhaps a relief from some of the Cowboys Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.